Tras Micho is Dan Afilu Yechidi. He has the right to pass even by himself. That's what the Braisa holds. Why? Rashi says, the Pasuk says, B'tzedek Tishpoit. Ukisavar ain't kan irupashis. He holds there's no irupashis. So when it says the parsha of three dayonim that's going on chavolus and gzelus, but it's not going on halvois, on a regular case of money, it's enough to posik the tzadik tishpat amisecho, it's enough to have one. One is enough. If he's a mumchal rabbim, it's enough. Omer Rav Nachman said, who's called a mumchal rabbim? Could go and I know a person like me, dan dinim omnis b'yifam myself. But we also pass like this. I know somebody like me. The Rav Nachman is only three things. There were Gemira. He says she should allow. It says Yedei on the Lohaiser. We know how to add on to this our own svaris. Uliyashiv tamimidaiti. We have our own seichel. We can understand learning and we can answer ourselves. That's called you have a good svara. And thirdly, on the kitna reshusa, meresh galusa. They receive smicha means they reshus. They receive permission. The paskin from the Resh Kalusa of Vavil. Tidaina dina mamnas yichidi. Therefore, they're allowed to paskin yichidi because they receive it. So make permission. But no, he didn't dina going on just means yam. That you know how to learn very
cool. But be your atomical.
Do you have to have permission for this? Or maybe not? Mursa Toshima by himself. Can the wrong came in full. He said like this. In kibluch alayhu. If the Malv and the Lev accepted upon themselves that whatever he's going to tell them, they'll listen to him, not the Shalom, even if they're making a mistake, still I'll accept. Rashi says, in e kibluch alayu legamri lelechachrech, if the Malv and the Lev accepted upon themselves to listen to you, in ledin in letoris, whether you're doing the right side, whether they're making a mistake, so then avada, even if you're making a mistake, they accept it to listen to you, so you do not have to pay them back. But the Eloi, if they did not accept it upon themselves, whatever you say, they only accepted you as a dayan, that they thought you're going to be paskin a din Torah the right way. So therefore, if you're paskin wrong, they never accepted that. In such a case, the law would be zil shlim, then you would have to pay back the mouth or whoever you caused to have a din back. So what do you see from here? Shema mina, ki lo nikita reshusa, dina shema mina. You see from here that even though you did not take reshus, like you did not have smichi, not a real mumcha, still, you're allowed to paskin yourself. Because if you took reshus from the Resh Galusa, if you have permission, that's halacha later we'll see that whoever has smicha from the Resh Galusa, when he paskins, even if he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay back. Here we're saying that if they didn't accept you for whatever you're saying, they only accepted the din Torah Shabbai, if you make a mistake, you do have to pay. So here we see you're somebody that did not take smicha, who did not take reshus. And still, you have a right to paskin yechidi. So you see, a dayan mumcha means, as long as there's a big time of chacham, he has a right to paskin, even though he did not get reshus from the Resh Galusa. That's what Rashi says. V'ilo yizushlim, he told him. Now, v'ilo yilo kibbo tasecha layim, v'yomu l'cho, dayanuch l'cho, din teiro, zushlim. V'miyo meheded din aloi. But we don't retract the whole din you paskin. Alma, what do we see? That gomme the sover, it's enough just as a big time of chacham. The chilaynokit reshus, even the intake reshus, dina, that the psak is called a good psak. And v'loyim hadi, we don't retract the psak. So you see that a dayin yochid is enough, even though he does not have smicha, he does not have reshus for the Resh Galusa. Omar Rav says like this now. Hayman deboyi lemeidan dina. If somebody wants to go and paskin the shayla, paskin the din Torah by himself, v'toyi miboyi lemiftarei. But he also wants to have a guarantee that even if he makes the mistake in the psak, he shouldn't be at fault to have to pay. He should be potter from paying back. What should he do? Is lishko reshus in the bay Resh Galusa. The answer is he should get permission from the Resh Galusa. Rashi says, the chivon de reshus nochis le mishalim. That's a lot we'll see later on. That since you had permission to paskin, you got permission from the Resh Galusa, you have like smicha, then you do not have to pay back even if you make a mistake. But if you don't have permission from the Resh Galusa, that's what we're saying, if you make a mistake, but you are a Talmud Chacham, so your din is called the good din, so you're going to have to pay back for the mistake that you made. Shmuel also said the same shot, that Lishko Rishusim Abay Resh Galusa. If somebody wants to free himself and has to pay for a mistake, the answer is get permission from the Resh Galusa in Bavel. He was the head of Bavel. Nothing more like this. Shita's Pasha to me, Mehachalach, if he gets Mich in Bavel, it helps for Tapaskin in Bavel. Or Mehasim Lahasim, if he gets Mich in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Minosid Eretz Yisrael, Lodom Eretz Yisrael, if you have permission to Tapaskin Yechidi in Eretz Yisrael, Avada the Rishus there would help for Eretz Yisrael. That's good. Now, Mehachalachasim Mahani, if you get Rishus from the Resh Galus in Bavel, and then you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're also okay, you could Tapaskin Yechidi in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the smicha in Bavel was better than the smicha of Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see why. Therefore, if you got permission in Bavel, you're allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael and pass in there as a dying lumcha. You wouldn't have to pay back there either. But my question is, the hocha shenmar explains why the hocha shevet here in Bavel is called a shevet. Rashi says it means Lashon Shrara, like a complete other control. You're like a enforcement, policeman. The Eishlem Rishus LaHafkir, you have a right Bezdin here in Bavel to be Mafkir. To Hefkir Bezdin Hefkir, the Chsiv Chol HaShem LaYavon. Yeah. So in Bavel it says Lashon of Shevet. For Hossam, but in Eretz Yisrael it says Lashon of Mechaykek. Mechaykek, Rashi says, means Shrara Muetet, just a little rulership, not so much. The kid said there's more rulership in Bavel than there is in Eretz Yisrael. To the time, like, we're not like this. The post in the Bereshit says, Lo Yosa Shevet Mehuda. Shevet should not be taken away from Yehuda. Elu, what does it go on? Shevet is a strong Lashon, a big Lashon Shurara of a rulership. Elu, Rosh Gol Yeshiva Bavel. That goes on the Rosh Gol Yeshiva, the head people of Bavel. Sheroidin Eretz Yisrael B'Shevet. The Mamish rule over Eretz, they rule over the Yidin living in Bavel with the Shevet, with the strong stick. Rashi says, Yesh lem koyach rishus, miyeth malchet pras. They have permission from the melech pras to do what they want, to make change around dini mamnis. Hefke bez nefke. So that's this pasuk of lo yosor shevet miyuda. Mashen kein. On the pasuk says, ends off, o mechaykek mi bein raglov. That's mechaykek is a smaller lashon, less rulership. What does that go on? Elo b'nei bonav shel hillel. This goes on the children of Hillel. Shemalamdim Torah Barabim, that they learn Torah Barabim in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, the Shror in Eretz Yisrael is not so great. Rashi says, B'nei Bono Shal Hillel, Hillel Nosihoy. He was like the president of Eretz Yisrael. B'yamog Ibsachim, B'yamog Dvorim. Hoshivu Barosh, Ominu Nosi Aleim. They appoint him to be the Nosi over him. So the kids said, the Shror, the leadership in Eretz Yisrael is not so great like the leadership in Bavel. Therefore, if you got permission in Bavel to Paskin, for sure you could Paskin in Eretz Yisrael also. But my shayla was like this. What's going to be somebody that received Rishus in Eretz Yisrael to Paskin, to be a dying Lumcha there? Could he Paskin here in Bavel? That's my shayla mai. Maybe the Rishus he received in Eretz Yisrael is not strong enough to Paskin in Bavel. It's not similar like you got Rishus in Eretz Yisrael in Bavel. That's the shayla. All right, turn over. Tomorrow sounds like this. Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you proof. The Rabba Bachono Dan Adina. Rabba Bachono Paskin the Shaila, Rashi says in Bavel. The Torah, and he made a mistake there. Rabba Bachono Paskin in Bavel, he made a mistake. Also, the Kaim of the Rabchia. So they came in front of Rabchia. Rashi says, also, Eretz Yisrael. The Kaim of the Rabchia. In other words, Rabba Bachono got Smich in Eretz Yisrael. And he went down to Bavel, and he Paskin in Bavel, and he made a mistake. And then he went back here to Torah in front of Rabbi Chiya. Omalei, so Rabbi Chiya told him like this, E kibluch alayu, if the people in Bavel accepted you for whatever you're going to say, they'll listen to you even if you make a mistake, then lo tishalom. Then you don't have to pay, because they accepted whatever you say, they'll listen to you. But v'loi, if they did not accept whatever you have to say, they did not accept that. Eloi, if they do not accept upon yourself that even if you make a mistake, they'll listen to you. Then Zil Shlim, he told him, you're going to have to pay back the money. Now why? For Rabba Barbachona Rishus Nehavi Nokit. Rabba Barbachona had Rishus from Rabbi Chiya and Eretz Yisrael to Paskin. And still, the fact now that he Paskin in Bavel, he had to pay back. So what do you see? Shema Mina, Mehosom Locho Lemahani. That the Rishus that he received in Eretz Yisrael does not help to Paskin in Bavel. Now that he went out Eretz Yisrael, he went down to Bavel and he Paskin there, it's sort of like he doesn't have permission to Paskin there. So therefore, if he makes a mistake, he has to pay for the mistake that he made. So Shema Mina, here's a good proof that the Rishus of Eretz Yisrael does not help for Bovel. Rashi's Mami, the Mosn Nochel Lemani, the Rabbi of Abachon Rishus, Rabbi Nakat Merebi Dinossi, he received from Rebbe, not from Chir, from Rebbe, that was a Nossi of Eretz Yisrael Hoya. And still it didn't help him there in Bovel. You see, it doesn't help. Fred Gemara, is that true of Eloi Mahani? Is that true that a Rishus you received in Eretz Yisrael, the Smichi you received in Eretz Yisrael, does not help you to be called the Bas Samchin Bovel? Is that true? I go Rabba Ba Rahuna, ki heavy minsi bahadi divay Resh Kalusa, when he once had a fight with the people of Resh Kalusa, Omalahu, Rabba Ba Rahuna told them like this, Ni naichu nikitne Rishusa, I take Rishus from you, Omar, Lav mi naichu nikitne Rishusa, I didn't take Rishus, I didn't get my smicha from you, but nikitne Rishusa miyaba mori, I received my Rishus better from my father, it's even greater than you. The Abba Mori and my father received his Tamicha Merav, for Rav and Rebbechia Merebi, and Rebbechia received his Tamicha from Rebbe, and these were Tamichas in Eretz Yisrael. So here you see what Rabbi Baruch Huna was telling Resh Kalusa is that, like, I'm greater than you. Don't think I received my Tamicha from only you, Resh Kalusa and Bovel. No. I received my Tamicha from Rebbe and from my father that received the way back from Rebbe and Eretz Yisrael. So he meant to say, you see, I'm greater than you. So here, you see that the smicha in Eretz Yisrael is greater. Smicha, Rashi says, "Lein Shusa." The kovlechem, I'm you. I tell you, Kamu. It really didn't mean anything. Could be, I'm not like that. Yisrael, chadlali. It's so just of Eretz Yisrael. So for what? Eretz smicha. So I'm the malagvulim. It helps you for the cities that are on the granites on the boundary. Rashi says, "Alagvulim hanim shachos ach Eretz Yisrael." These are really the boundaries that are really right outside Eretz Yisrael, but they go after Eretz Yisrael. So for those cities, it helped the smicha that it received in Eretz Yisrael. Even though really that a city is outside Eretz Yisrael, but since they're right near there, the nimshach ach Eretz Yisrael, for those cities, mashmi yach adak, it received Eretz Yisrael. Tomorrow says, what type of a smicha did Rabbi my Rishusa? Tomorrow says, ki his lebovel. Omalei Rebbe Chien spoke to Rebbe of my brother. Where would the bubble want her? Yair, the right to pass me. He said, yes, we have Haskin, Shal, Rashi. You know, the luck of his midev. We have no, we have to wait till it has, you have to see the Bechor has the mum, and then you matter the shechtit. So you need smicha for the sauce. He said, yes, he could pass in the sauce. Yatta Bechoris Yatir. That was the type of smicha he received. That's called Yerri, Yodin, and Yatta Bechoris. Ki have Enochus Rebbe, Rav Lebovel. Before Rav went down to Bovel, Omalei Rebbe Chia, Lerebbe. Rebbe Chia said to Rebbe, listen, Ben Achaisi is Yerri Lebovel going down to Bovel right now. That's what he said about Rav. Yerri, does he have a right to Paskin? If the Heta, Yerri, yes, he has permission. Yodin, does he have a right to Paskin? Being a Mumnis, Yodin, yes, he has permission. Yatir Becheris, does he have permission to Paskin Nuchas Becheris? This he said, no, Al Yatir, I'm not giving him. And the Rashi says, the comment first time later we'll see how come to Rav he didn't give permission to Paskin Hilchas Becheris. Now something more says. So the Meister was, first it was Rabbi Bava Chono that Rabbi Chia said to Rebbe, so first Rabbi Chia said to Rebbe, Ben Achai, the son of my brother. And then when Rav went down, Rabbi Chia said to Rebbe, it's the son of my sister. So more says, Maishno Lamar de Kokorle Ben Achai, how come one he called the son of his brother, Umaishna Lamar to Rav, the Kokori Ben Achaisi. He called him the son of my sister.
Now the Gemara says, B'chi Taimim, maybe you want to tell me, Hochi Hevi, it was really true, that's the way it was. Hochi Hevi Maisa. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. Roma Ma, we learned, Avoy, that was the father of Rav. V'chono, that was the father of Rabba. So it says, both of them, V'shelo Masov, Rebbe Chia, Kulo B'nei Abba Bar Acha, they're all brothers, they're all the sons of Abba Bar Acha, Kaslo Mechafri, from Kafri. So you see, they're all brothers. So Rav and Rabba were both the brother's son, not the sister's son. So one says, I'll tell you, Rav, Bar Achva, Rav true with his brother's son, but also Bar Achta, he was also his sister's son, from the same mother, not from the same father. But Rabba Bar Chono, Bar Achva, he was only his brother's son, the Lava Bar Achta, but not his sister's son, not even from the same mother. So maybe that's why he called true one of the Sachmar is the Chonot.